Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Two cases of COVID-19 have been identified in Singleton in the past 24 hours. It comes after 62 new cases were reported right across the Hunter New England Health District. The newly confirmed take the overall total in the current outbreak to 2,355. The other locations included 22 in Lake Macquarie, 10 in Newcastle, 8 in Cessnock, 7 in Maitland, 5 in the Mid-Coast and Tamworth, and 3 in Port Stephens. Tragically, a man in his 40s passed away overnight in Maitland Hospital. He didn't receive any doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and had underlying health conditions. Chief Health Officer Dr. David Durheim advises residents to think about the effectiveness of the vaccinations.
What we're seeing now is that your risk of dying of COVID-19 is 11 times higher if you're not vaccinated. 11 times higher. We're also seeing that people who are immunosuppressed are much more vulnerable, and we've seen that locally as well, and that's why it's really, really important that the recommendation that an additional dose is actually taken up by anybody who's immunosuppressed in our community.
The Westpac rescue helicopter was tasked this morning after a serious three-vehicle accident between a car, ute and mobile crane truck at Jerry's Plains. Emergency services, including the local ambulance paramedics, arrived to the scene to treat a 45-year-old ute driver who suffered serious head injuries and was ejected from the vehicle. He was taken to Singleton Hospital before being further stabilised for a flight to the John Hunter Hospital. He is in a serious but stable condition. And Singleton Council have provided $600 for the Good Samaritan's Christmas lunch. The donation will help the long-standing tradition provide hampers and other supplies for residents in need throughout the festive season. They will also be gifting individuals with picnic blankets to take to the Singleton Showground for Christmas Day. Mayor Sue Moore says it's great to see the levels of inclusiveness for members of the community.
Taking a different twist on it yet again. They're providing a hamper, but also with a picnic blanket as at the Singleton Showground on Christmas Day, and sit down and have a nice picnic under the shady trees.